What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to our podcast Saturdays, where we podcast every Saturday, bringing you guys podcasts every week. So I hope you guys start to enjoy this new little series. I'm your guest and host, Alex.
And I am Michael as well. And we're going to be talking about Destiny today.
Yeah, Destiny, great game if you guys have not played it yet. Absolutely amazing things you can do. There's so much to do. You can go to like the Earth, which I like to call the Citadel, and that's where everybody can meet up. Tower? Yeah, the tower, but dude, like the Citadel just kind of adds to it. It's just like, it's the Citadel.
Dude, Citadel is like not BioShock, Mass Effect.
Yeah, Mass Effect. It's okay. So basically, what kind of flavors you're gonna have in here is you're gonna have some Halo flavors. You're gonna have some Borderlands flavors for sure, you know. And then you're gonna mix in a little bit of that Mass Effect, a little bit of that Mass Effect flavor and that smell for that Mass Effect. It's a great game. When you get, like I was saying, when you get to the Citadel, you can talk to and you can interact with all sorts of people within the town, and you get bounties and contracts for XP. Yeah, that too. Everybody just dances.
Everybody dances.
I mean, why the hell would you not want to play? I mean, everybody just gets down and starts dancing. You know, I mean, like what else is there? You know, you're gonna do.
I was dancing with this like one guy for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, dude, that's what I'm talking about. It happens. You can just literally just be yourself and just do whatever you want. So, I mean, the other things that are on there is there's lots of strikes. If you guys haven't known, these are, like, small quests where you fight bosses. And some of the bosses get pretty insane. Like that rhino chain guy who starts to glitch out, like, every 10 seconds because they didn't fix the way he, like, patterns. They didn't code the patterns right, which way he was walking.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a good game. There's tons of good
really
bosses.
Fun game. Like, when you I'm like level 22 right now, so for me to still level up, like after 20, I have to get a certain kind of armor, and it has light on it, and when I get armor and equip it, it levels me up, and when I get enough armor, it levels me up to 21, and then, you know, rinse and repeat.
Yeah, I mean, and you're already level 22?
Yeah.
That's actually pretty impressive.
I'm
13 right now, but yeah, like I said, Michael's been helping me play a little bit here and there to get my level up. In the beginning, it kind of sucks a little bit. Your weapons aren't going to be as good, your armor isn't going to be as good, but you can find all sorts of things like rare items, legendary items, or you can find uncommon items, which I unusually get stuck with the shit end of the stick, and I never get legendary items. I get rare items, but I never get legendary. I more so get
Yeah, I've gotten two legendary items, but they didn't turn out to be legendary. One of them turned out to be rare, and then the other one was uncommon.
Yeah, I mean, like, but, I mean, you got a legendary?
I got a legendary, but, it like, when you go to it, it says possible, you know, chances of, you know, and then it says uncommon, rare, legendary, and then material parts.
Right.
So that's what you can get from that legendary item.
Damn, that's really cool. I mean, like, and the uncommon items aren't as good, but, I mean, my armor level right now, like, I think it's, like, 238 total full armor. I have, like, my helmet is, I think, 131x or whatever, you know, amount of armor you get with it. But, I mean, like, I have some pretty good armor for my, you know, relatively starting out, but the guns are getting fucking better.
The guns
are
really cool.
I'm getting some pretty sweet guns. I'm getting, like, fire weapons. I'm getting, like, like, you know, when you get a, not like fire weapons, like a giant flamethrower. I'm talking about more so like you get a machine gun, and you can literally, it has like fire things on it.
Yeah, they're flaming bullets.
That's what it is. I mean, like, it's like you know, in Borderlands, there's like you get a gun and it can have like a special kind of like thing, like fire. Or it can have like water or electricity. That's more so what it's like, and it's really fucking cool. I've been getting some really good guns.
Yeah, I'm definitely liking the, I guess it's like an RPG kind of element with the leveling up and getting better weapons and armor, and you can get like badass like emblems for your like your name.
Yeah,
you know how I have like that black and orange thing.
Black and orange what?
Like it's like a banner kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, like, your icon thing.
Like, yeah.
Your emblems.
Yeah.
You can buy essentially emblems and
pretty much
and all that in the city. But one thing I'm very fucking pissed off with is Bungie is with
how short
was this game, dude? I mean, like, our friend Alex just He just beat the game, 2 days ago?
Two days ago, yeah.
I can't believe he was really disappointed, he was too, because, I mean, like, the, you know, you take a game like, you take Halo, made by Bungie, you take Halo 2, Halo 3, all those games were very, I mean, like, not very long, but they were pretty damn fucking long.
Yeah, they were long. I think they were longer than Destiny, but they're definitely going to put out some expansion packs that are going to expand the story.
Yeah.
So it won't be just, you know, multiplayer maps and all that.
No, yeah, of course, so. Yeah. So I remember me and Nanka, actually, we used to play a lot of Halo back in the day. We used to play a lot of Halo, and like, you would find us, you know, co-op all for the longest fucking times, man. I mean, like, the game was long in general, but you take Destiny, I mean, you could partner up with someone, you could beat the game in a day. I mean, I weren't those that team of gamers, they beat it in 18 hours.
That was the Vault of Glass strike mission. That wasn't the like a story mission or anything.
Oh, but dude, no, I was reading this article, though, that this team beat the whole game in 18 hours. 18 really? Hours they beat the game, and they showed it as proof on Facebook and Twitter.
I didn't hear about that. I heard about the Vault of Glass.
They beat it in 18 hours. That's
supposed
hours.
To be a really hard strike mission.
18-hour game? Duke Nukem, I think, is longer than that.
Dude, they binged fucking
and
played that game.
Duke Nukem sucks.
Duke Nukem is so bad.
Dude, Duke
you know how,
Nukem is fucking
bro,
terrible.
13 years in development.
Oh my god. That's the biggest fucking letdown I've fucking heard in a long time, dude. 13 years? That game sucked ass.
It was so
that
bad.
That game, you could literally like pay 50 cents at a movie theater and play it. Like,
it was really
game
bad.
Session. It was terrible. It was like a, I don't know. It wasn't even like, it was fucking terrible, dude.
It was really
absolutely
terrible.
Absolutely awful. Yeah, the game sucked. Duke Nukem. And this isn't the old Duke Nukem that we're talking about. This was the new
Duke Nukem. Nukem Forever.
God. That game fucking sucks. You know, Alex got that game so for free with his old graphics card.
What a
slap in the face,
dude! That's so funny.
That game is fucking terrible.
Yeah, you should. That you should get it for free because it's not worth money.
It's really not worth worth the money. But Destiny, very worth the money. I mean, like, let's get onto the matchmaking area. Like, you know, the matchmaking is absolutely.
I heard the matchmaking
well.
Needs
I mean,
to be improved.
The matchmaking is fast gameplay. It's like. Like, picture just like a Halo, like, on a matchmaking. It was like, it wasn't, but like, a little bit more crammed with a little bit Black Ops style, like, fastness. So, like, Call of Duty fast.
Take a while to make a team.
To make a team, how do you mean?
Well, like, since it's an MMORPG, I mean, you know, like, there's like.
You mean like a fire team?
Yeah.
Oh, like, there can be.
Are there queues? Are there, like.
Is there queues? I mean, you've played a lot more of the matchmaking than me.
No, are you talking about,
you
mean like
doing quests?
Sure.
Okay, like, the quest aspect is more of so the story. So, like, if you're going to do, like, a strike, that's a quest. It's more of so in the story. But Crucible, which is the matchmaking, is more of so centered on...
Multiplayer.
Multiplayer and, like, the classic team deathmatch, the classic capture the flags, stuff like that. But
domination.
All those quests in the MMO is more of the story line of it. So, like, that's all the story stuff.
Is there PvP in there?
There's PvP.
PvP good?
Yeah, mm-hmm. The PvP is pretty damn good. So
it's really fun.
Yeah. And another thing that's on there is you can go to different, like you can go to, what is it, Mars?
Mars, Venus,
the moon. Like there's Earth. All these planets that you can just go to and you can pick different, you can fight different bosses. You can set your levels to like very hard. You could do impossible
so
level.
You can set your difficulty.
Yeah. And like it's different, like you could be level 14 and like we were fighting level 18s last night. I was level 13 and we were fighting level 18s.
Yeah,
I was getting my fucking
dude,
ass kicked.
Let me tell you something.
It was
all
still
I heard,
fun.
All
yeah,
I know. Heard with that whole entire time we played was Guardian down.
Yeah.
Guardian down.
Guardian down. Guardian down. And like I'm just like, Michael, come fucking get me, dude. Because I just keep fucking dying. I mean, like what am I supposed to do?
Guardian down.
Level 14, it's like, what are you supposed to do? So.
Just keep leveling up.
Yeah, I mean, there you go. And apparently they say, and I've told you this before,
the game changes
after level 20. I don't know what the fuck that means, but it means something more of the so like...
I think they mean
the
like...
The game
you
evolves
get, okay,
from what it is.
I think I understand what they're saying. So when you get to level 20, right, you know that guy who like is in charge of the Crucible? With that, like, the guy who has like one horn on his helmet?
You're not talking about like the black dude with the dress, right? Vanguard.
No, I'm talking about like
he's a black dude wearing a dress.
No, that dude, that's fucking chick, dude.
Yeah.
She's bald, but
yeah.
When you go down to you know that room where that table is, and there's the hunter, the warlock and then the titan, and yes. then you go to the titan and mm-hmm. it's where the guy is, the black guy.
You mean the black guy in the girl's dress?
Yeah.
I love that guy, dude.
But it's on the way to there, and then there's a guy to the right who's like the crucible handler, and when you get to level 20, he's got like badass armor that's like level, it's like 240 something armor or like defense or whatever, and you can get it at level 20, but you have to get crucible marks, and you have to get crucible rank
yeah.
to unlock it. So you gotta grind in the online.
Yeah, of course, I agree. You gotta grind like no fucking tomorrow in this game. You gotta grind. I've been hearing tons of people grind on these games.
Yeah, and, there's a lot of grinding on this game.
Yeah, so I mean, like, the game is fun. There's tons of things to do. I would say definitely buy it. It's a $60 game.
It's a definite buy.
Yeah, it's definitely buy. But it's gonna be
like,
short.
People are like pissed off about it too.
Well, you know, don't buy it if you're just looking to play like the game. Or
don't
just
buy
like,
it. Don't buy it because it looks good.
Don't buy it because it looks good, and don't buy it just because you want to play, you know, the regular, just the story mode. Buy it if you want to play the entirety of the game. If you want to interact with all these people in Citadel. If you want to not only interact but fight giant bosses with your friends and like, you know, like even in just play the online play. The online gameplay is fun. I mean, like, I stopped playing Black Ops primarily because it was short.
Let me interrupt you.
Okay, go ahead.
Only thing with the online is that there's like no communication. Nobody has a mic at all. I've been in hundreds of like multiplayer matches and like nobody has a mic. They're either all in parties or they just don't have a mic.
No, they're in parties, dude. I mean, like, take the Xbox 360 days. I mean, dude, people were in parties all the fucking time.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what people do. They don't want to be in the regular gameplay of things because, like, dude, why do you want to hear some guy? And I don't even understand this. Why are we in party chats and we hear this, like, these guys? Remember,
dude,
when we're, remember
all
in, like,
the
Battlefield?
Time,
we're,
I hear,
like, sitting there and, like, look. And there's, like, we're just sitting there. Me and Michael are talking in our party on PS4, and there's, like, these guys in Battlefield who's, like, just coughing.
Just, like coughing in the background.
It's, like, the coughing guy, dude. It's,
like,
we don't know
who
the fuck
guy
is, man.
He was in our, like, he was in our squad. And, like,
he's weird, dude. And he's like, yo. Hey, is anyone there? Hey. And I'm just like, dude, who the fuck is that guy?
Nobody can hear you.
I mean, he's not with me. He's not with me.
He's a random.
Is he with you?
No, he's not with me. I don't know.
I don't know who the fuck he is, dude. I mean, like, you know, it's just... PS4 definitely needs to fix that on one of their things. And, like, this...
Yeah, there's
been
problems
off,
with party chat.
Yeah,
like,
I don't want to go off from our topic of Destiny, but, like, I mean, there's needs to be something done with PS4 chat party logs. I mean, like, what the hell is going on? And, like, why the fuck can I hear someone in a game when I'm in a party chat?
I don't know. You shouldn't be able to hear somebody.
I mean, dude, there's a button for me to go into the other game chat, but, like, what's that button even for?
What do you mean?
Well, dude, there's a button on your party chat
screen. Oh, you mean, like where you can set the party type to, like, game?
Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy. But anyway, guys, this pretty much wraps up our podcast for Podcast Saturdays.
Go out and get Destiny if you
definitely get Destiny.
If you haven't gotten it, go get it.
If you guys do not have Destiny and you're thinking about getting it, think again and get the game. I'm sure you can get some friends to play. It's definitely fun with more friends and gameplay. So I'm wrapping this podcast up, guys. Enjoy, and we'll catch you guys next week for another podcast idea. Let us know in the comments section if you agree with this game, if you think this game sucks. If you haven't played it yet, definitely get it, guys. I'm Alex, your host.
And I'm Michael.
And we'll catch you next time on Vineyard View podcast.
Podcast Saturday.
Later, guys.
Peace.